with a jolly palmer in a pilgrim's reed. Now God save you, jolly palmer.
Welcome, lady gay. Oft have I sued to thee for love.
Oft have I said you nay.
My love is fixed,
and so is mine, but not on you. For to my husband, whilst I live, I will e'er be true.
I'll give thee gold and rich array,
which I shall buy too dear.
Not shalt thou want, then say not nay.
Not would you make me, I fear. What though you be a gentleman and have land's great store, I will be chaste, do what you can, though I live near so poor.
Thy beauty rare hath wounded me and pierced my heart.
Your foolish love doth trouble me. Pray you, sir, depart.
Then tell me, sweet, wilt thou consent unto my desire?
And if I should, then tell me, sir, what is it you require?
For to enjoy thee as my love.
Sir, you have a wife, therefore let your suit have an end.
First will I lose my life. All I have thou shalt command.
Then my love you have.
Your meaning I well understand.
I yield to what you crave.
But tell me, sweet, when shall I enjoy my heart's delight?
I pray thee, sweetheart, be not coy, even soon at night. My husband's rid 10 miles from home, money to receive. In the evening see you come.
Till then I take my leave.
Thus have I rid my hands full well of my amorous love, and my sweet husband will I tell how he doth me move.
Enter Richard, Bess's husband.
Than I that am married to an honest, faithful wife.
I thank you, gentle husband, you praise me to my face.
I cry thee mercy, mercy, I knew thee not in place.
Believe me, gentle husband, if you knew as much as I, the words that you have spoken you quickly would deny. For since you went from home, a suitor I have had, who is so far in love with me that he is almost mad. Give me gold and silver store and money for to spend, and I have promised him therefore to be his loving friend.
Believe me, gentle wife, but this makes me to frown. There is no gentleman nor knight nor lord of high renown that shall enjoy thy love, girl, though he were ne'er so good. Before he wrong my Bessie so, I'll spend on him my blood. And therefore tell me who it is that doth desire thy love.
Our neighbor, Master Francis, that often did me move, to whom I gave consent his mind for to fulfill, and promised him this night that he should have his will.
change thee for a new, nor once my mind so give. Go you to Mistress Frances, and this to her declare, and wheel her with all speed to my house to repair, where she in ill device, a pretty knavish while, for I have laid the plot her husband to beguile. Make haste, I pray, and tarry not for long.
Fear not, I'll tell her such a tale shall make her come away.
Promise wilt thou keep? Shall I enjoy thy love this night with me to sleep?
My husband rid from home, here safely you may stay.
And I have made my wife believe I rid another way.
Go in, good sir, whate'er betide this night, and lodge with me.
The happiest night that ever I had, thy friend still will I be. Mistress Frances with Richard.
I thank you, neighbor Richard, for bringing me this news.
Nay, thank my wife that loves me so, and will not you abuse.
But see, whereas she stands, and waiteth our return.
You must go cool your husband's heat, that so in love doth burn.
Now, Dickie, welcome home, and mistress, welcome hither. Grieve not, although you find your husband and I'm together, for you shall have your right, nor will I wrong you so. Then change apparel with me straight, and unto him do go. For this your kind goodwill, a thousand thanks I give, and make account I will requite this kindness if I live. I hope it shall not need, Dick will not serve me so. I know he loves me not, so ill arranging for to go.
No faith, my lovely Bess, first will I lose my life, before I'll break my wedlock bonds or seek to wrong my wife. Now thinks good Master Francis he hath thee in his bed, and makes account he's crafting of horns upon my head. But softly stand aside, now shall we know his mind, and how he would have used thee if thou hadst been so kind.
Enter Master Francis with his own wife, having a mask before her face, supposing her to be Bess.
Mm-hmm.
well my joy and heart's delight. Till next we meet again. Thy kindness to requite for lodging me all night, here's £10 for thy pain. And more to show my love to thee, wear this ring for my sake.
Without your gold or fee, you shall have more of me.
No doubt of that I make.
Then let your love continue still.
It shall till life doth end.
Your wife I greatly fear.
For her thou needst not care, so I remain thy friend.
But you suspect me without cause, that I am false to you. And then you'll cast me off and make me but a scoff, since that I prove untrue.
Then never trust man for my sake, if I prove so unkind.
So often have you sworn, sir, since that you were born, and soon have changed your mind.
Nor wife, nor life, nor goods, nor lands shall make me leave my love, nor any worldly treasure make me forego my pleasure, nor once my mind remove.
But soft a while, who is yonder? Do you see my husband out, alas?
And yonder is my wife. Now shall we have a life? How cometh this to pass?
Come hither, gentle Bess, I charge thee do confess, what makes Master Francis here?
Good husband, pardon me, I'll tell the truth to thee.
Then speak and do not fear.
Nay, neighbor Richard, hark to me, I'll tell the truth to you.
Nay, tell it unto me, good sir, that I may see what you have here to do. But you can make no excuse to color this abuse. This wrong is too great.
Good sir, I take great scorn you should proffer me the horn.
Now must I cool this heat?
Nay, neighbor Richard, be content. Thou hast no wrong at all. Thy wife hath done thee right and pleasured me this night.
This frets me to the gall.
Good wife, forgive me this offense. I do repent mine ill.
I thank you with mine heart for playing this kind part, though sore against your will. Gentle husband, frown not so, for you have made amends. I think it is good gain to have £10 for my pain, then let us both be friends.
Ashamed I am, and know not what to say. Good wife, forgive this crime. Alas, I do repent.
But I could be content to be served so many a time.
Good neighbor Richard, be content. I'll woo thy wife no more. I have enough of this.
Then all forgiven is. I thank thee, Dick, therefore. And to thy wife I'll give this gold. I hope you will not say no. Since I have had the pleasure, let her enjoy the treasure.
Good wife, let it be so.
I thank you, gentle mistress.
Faith, and so do I. Sir, learn your own wife to know. And shoot not in the dark, for fear you miss the mark.
Ye have paid for this, I trow. All women learn of me.
All men by me take heed how you a woman trust.
women trust no men.
And if they do, how then?
There's few of them prove just.
Farewell, neighbor Richard. Farewell, honest Bess. I hope we all are friends.
And if you stay at home,